Until now, we dealt with the halachas of Shehiya on Akira. The Shulchan Aruch now talks about a tanner. A tanner, you know, it's the word that we use nowadays for an oven. A tanner was a different type of oven from Akira they had in the olden days. The Akira, it was straight and had a place on top of two pots. A tanner, well, on the angle, was wide on the bottom and it got narrower as it got closer to the top. So for the heat got contained in them much more, and a tanner got much hotter than the Akira. A tanner, it doesn't make a difference if you use kashu gvava or gevas zesim, however, it's going to be heated up. It's also to do shehiyah on top of it or inside of it, even if it's gar v'katam. It's also to put something next to it to stay hot, as long as yatz leis, but if it's below yatz leis, but it's fine. But if it's above yatz leis, but you can't put anything above it, inside of it, or next to it, it's all going to be aser. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if someone does a grufa ketumah, ketumah covers the ashes, a grufa he tries to shovel out the ashes, there's no way you're getting everything out. Even when you try to shovel out the ashes, you get most of the fire out, but it's impossible, there won't be something left behind. But tanner that's so hot, there's still chashash shem yachata. You'll shake it up in order to get the flame to get bigger and to get it to cook better. The Mishnah Berurah says that from the Mechaber Samashba, that he holds like the Torah, even it's kasha gvovo, which less of an issue of shem yachata, even it's gar v'katam, it's also by a tanner, like a binyanison, we brought down the round holes like that. From the Rambam, it seems that kasha gvovo by a tanner, if it's kasha gvovo and it's gar v'katam, or at least when it's gar, it'll be okay, and the kobay and the round are like that, and there's room to be a mekel. There's not to get to us halach l'maisa, as we'll soon discuss what the din of our ovens are. One more thing, the Shulchan Aruch, a kupath, that's something in between a kira and a tanner. It's not wide in the bottom and narrow on top, rather it goes straight like a kira. However, it's not as big as a kira, only has room for one pot on top, not two. So it does contain the heat more than a kira, but not as much as a tanner. So the kupath, if it's husa b'kashu gvava, which does not have much of a chashash mechata, then as a din of a kira, there's no issue shehiyah. If it's Husak Gavis Eitzim, Gavis Eitzim have more of an issue of Shehiyah than as a din of a tanner. Now, says the Ramah, the Tanurim Shalomu Diyam Gakira. Our ovens are a din of Akira, and therefore it does help Gufuk Tumah, making a blech, etc., does help by our ovens. Mishnah Berurah explains the ovens because the opening is on the side, not on top, which is true about our ovens nowadays, even in the 21st century. It's also wider than the old fashioned ovens, they don't get as hot in the din of Akira. Mishnah Berurah brings in the Tiferes Shmuel, brings B'Shem the Ran, who argues on this, and it holds not so simple to say that our ovens, we can make all our ovens do the tree like a kira. And Mishnah Berurah says that in any case, if a tanner shalach tev, a baker's oven, that gets very hot, the quantity of baking is very hot, that if the machmer, it's good to the machmer, at least the tree like a tanner, that should not help Gufuk Tuma to make a blech. So it seemed that the Pashto says that our ovens are okay, and you could make a blech, but it's not so simple, and if a tanner shalach tev, definitely it seems that one should be machmer. Now, on a practical basis, our ovens today, you know, here in the 21st century, Ramosh talks about in various tshuvas, Ramosh says, they do have a din of Akira, and therefore does have a grufuk tumah. I don't know if the tanner that Mishnah Berurah was dealing with as tanurim shalanu of his days were the same as our ovens, and definitely if their most tanurim were the same as ours, but our ovens today, Ramosh held as din of Akira, and therefore does help to make a blech. Important to note also that even by a tanner of the olden days, which Shulchan Aruch says, does not help to make a blech, gufuk tumah does not help. If it's mistamak v'raloi, there's still no issa shehiyah, because no kashash melechat to make a cholim, Mishnah Berurah says. And also, if it's kirach isa, if it's put in raw right before Shabbos, no issue of gufuk, that needs gufuk tumah, does not need a blech. It's only if it's something that needs gufuk tumah does not help by a tanner. In any case, our ovens were mekel, that does help to make a blech. Shulchan Aruch says, someone forgot by mistake the shehiyah, so then it depends. If the tavshel is mashko tzarcha, it's fully cooked, even though there was issa shehiyah according to the mechaber, from the stomach v'yofaloi, but the ma'aseh you're not nene from it so much from the shehiyah, and therefore it's not aser b'dieved. If the tavshel that is not mashko tzarcha, it's not fully cooked, even if it's passing ma'achem v'desoy, but it's not fully cooked yet, you're benefiting from the fact on Shabbos that it continues to cook, that's aser nene to matzah Shabbos. If someone did shehiyah b'mezid, then in both of those cases, whether it's mashko v'yofaloi or it's not mashko tzarcha, it's aser to nene on Shabbos, and even after Shabbos, the Ramah says, till the amount of time it takes after Shabbos that you could have cooked it and done this all after Shabbos. By the previous case of Shegig, where it's not in Spashkot Tzarechai, that we said it's also Tomat Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah brings Machlekes if you have to wait Kadesh Yaseh. But in the case of Mezid, for sure, then you have to wait Kadesh Yaseh. Why do you have to wait Kadesh Yaseh? The Elocha brings, Rashi says it should be Nenna from Malacha Shabbos, and the Rambam says they shouldn't benefit and come to Mekel next time. It should be enticed to Mekel next time. If a guy does chazara, puts something back on a flame for you on Shabbos in a way that's illegal, according to Halacha, it's aser. That's din of shagach v'shah. Same day as if a yiddish yiddish b'shegik, that depends. It's spashko tzarcha, it's just mistamak v'yofel, like then you can be nana b'dievet from it afterwards. If it was not in spashko tzarcha, now became the spashko tzarcha, then it's aser to be nana.